and freedoms permanently.
Talking about removing rights and freedoms, I don't know if you've heard about the people that sell gold and silver bullion getting debanked.
Did not.
No. Yep. No, I hadn't heard about that. But because we have Silver Gold Bull head office here in Calgary, they had made an announcement that they're having a very difficult time getting their hands on the 999, not the 49 pure gold coins. Something's going on. I don't think they want us owning crypto like Bitcoin, and they don't want us owning gold or silver. So, Ed.
Well, I can tell you something else that's going on that nobody knows that I probably shouldn't tell anybody, but why not?
Sure.
A lot of developers like myself are going to the banks right now, and they're bringing them their pro formas and showing that they have more than enough equity, showing that they're going to make more than enough money. And the banks are coming back to them and saying, sorry, we can't finance you. And they're saying, what? But you've been my bank 20 years. You've been financing every single project I did. The last project I showed you had less equity and less profit margin showed. Why the hell aren't you going to give me the money? And the banks are just responding, I'm sorry, we can't finance you at this time. Why is that happening? It's not because the banks don't want to finance them. Oh, believe me, they do. It's because the banks have finally run out of credit. So they have to be far more scrutinizing with who they're giving out their money to. So people that would be getting loans 100% guaranteed for business, small or large, are now getting rejected big time. And it's only going to increase. So they're literally cutting off the ability to do business while the economy is already suffering.